Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. John Shelby Spong, former bishop of the Newark, New Jersey Diocese of the Episcopal Church, wrote a book in 1988 with the title, Living in Sin, A Bishop Rethinks Human Sexuality. Spong asked in his book if engaging in homosexuality and in other forms of fornication is really living in sin. He apparently thinks the people who oppose homosexuality are the real sinners. If only a liberal bishop, now retired, held such views, that would be disturbing enough. But there are millions of people, including many in the pulpits of our land, who approve of the grossest kinds of immorality, including incest and bestiality. I know it is embarrassing to discuss these matters, but they must be addressed if there is going to be a change in the moral values of Americans. With God's help, I intend to speak out on these matters. After all, silence can be sinful. This approach to sin was invented to justify people's doing whatever they please and still claiming allegiance to Christ. However, the Word of God is totally opposed to such thinking and behavior. Paul listed a number of sins: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, and idolatry. He affirmed that these kinds of conduct bring the wrath of God on the sons of disobedience. He then wrote, "In the which," that is, in the sins he had just listed, "you also walked sometime, when you used to live in them." Colossians 3:7. Charles Williams translates that verse, "You used to practice these sins when you used to live that sort of life." You cannot miss the point Paul was making. Those who continually sin against God Almighty, whatever the nature of that sin, are living in sin. There are some within most religious groups, including churches of Christ, who attempt to remove the force of Matthew 19:9. Jesus told some Pharisees, "Whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication or sexual immorality, and shall marry another, commits adultery. And whosoever marries her that is put away commits adultery." The verb "commits adultery" is in the present tense. In the Greek language, present tense involves continuous action. In other words, the person who leaves his wife, unless she has been guilty of sexual immorality, and marries another is living in adultery. The person who marries the one who is put away also continues to live in adultery. Some preachers respond to our examination of Matthew 19:9 by insisting, "Adultery is an act, not a way of life." Those preachers intend to justify adultery or homosexuality by this reasoning. But their reasoning totally rejects the truth of the Word of God. When a person makes a habit of sinning, whatever the nature of that sin, he is living in sin. If a person engages in theft without repenting of his sin, he is practicing greed and theft. That is precisely what the Colossians were doing before they became members of the body of Christ. Paul used the term "walked" in describing the life of sin of which the Colossians had been guilty before they were converted. Every student of Paul's writings knows he uses the word "walk" as a synonym of living. Please listen to Paul's use of that word in the following verses. "Be followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice of God for a sweet-smelling savor. For you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." But however people have walked or lived, there is hope for them. If they obey the gospel, they can become new men, just as the Colossians did. Colossians 2:2, 3:1, and 2. Thank you, and may God bless you.